Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of A Frugal Athlete Podcast. Sorry we missed you last week. You know, it's crunch time right now. We're in Q4, got a lot of things in the works. But with that being said, no excuses. In the meantime, I am Amobio Kugo. We are doing this solo episode once again. I trust and believe that we do have interviews coming up. Please bear with us. Shout out to some of y'all that have been loving these solo episodes. Shout out to the ones that have continued listening. It's been great to see our numbers actually continue to grow, which was surprising when me and the team sat down to figure out how we were going to go about this kind of rebrand and how we are going to restructure some of the things to make sure that we're just more consistent in giving you more value when it comes to our Frugal Athlete Podcast. If you are new, welcome. If you're returning, thank you. So I'm going to keep this nice and sweet. This podcast is going to be about five things that every young athlete needs to consider when it comes to first making money. So I had the fortunate pleasure of doing a speaking engagement recently, and it was more centered towards, you know, young adults from ages 18 to 24 in their career readiness program. But because the great thing I love about A Frugal Athlete is that I can use athlete stories to, you know, send my message home. So I talked about the things that are needed. Obviously talked about like goal setting and personal development, but then they wanted me to tie financial literacy. So that's when I came in, you know, with, you know, all the experiences around A Frugal Athlete to share some of the things. So here are the five things that I, you know, spoke to them about, and I think it translates not only to athletes, but to everyone in general. So I'm going to do it real quick. This is going to be a really short episode just to keep y'all engaged, to make sure that I'm staying consistent. But sure enough, we will have future episodes with guests. We have some great guests lined up. We have some outreach lined up. If you are, you know, an athlete or someone that, you know, manages or works with athletes and wants to get on the podcast, don't hesitate to reach out. If you're a guest and have any suggestions on who we should potentially reach out to, don't hesitate to reach out. And before I get started, please be so kind. If you're watching on YouTube, like, leave a thumbs up, put it in the comments, whatever. If you're listening on the podcast, please rate and review. It helps us continue to get discovered. It helps us continue to grow. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So let's get started. Five things that every athlete should do when they first come into money, or five principles that they need to understand. So I know I've talked about this in the past, but it's important to stress home, you know, different things when it comes to you know, your money management. So number one, pay yourself first. You know, as an athlete, as an individual, you can't drink from an empty cup. So whenever you get some money, whenever you start making money, you have to understand the concept of paying yourself first. A story that I always tell is that when you're on an airplane, the flight attendant, the hostess, will say, in case of emergency, put your mask on first before helping others. Why is that? Because when you're focused on helping everyone else and not worrying about yourself, you're in a state of panic. Imagine you're in the air and, knock on wood, something's going on and you're losing control of your breath, but you're focused on helping others. The same concept holds true when it comes to your finances. A lot of times athletes are in a situation where they're the providers of their family because of the new money that they've come into. So what does that look like? They want to, you know, buy their mom a house, buy their dad a car, take care of the lady, take care of the significant other. They want to, you know, spoil their friends. They want to take care of their siblings. They want to spoil themselves, whatever that looks like. You know, it's no harm, no foul. Obviously, if it's within reason and you're making sure you have a North Star and you're being smart about your finances. But at some point, if you don't take care of yourself first, you can't take care of them over the long term. At some point, it's going to trickle down. There's always going to have their hand out. But if you take care of yourself first, if you pour your cup first, you're going to be able to replenish the other things that you're trying to help on a continued basis. So understanding the concept of pay yourself first is something that I stress amongst every athlete that I work with, amongst every speaking engagement that I've talked about. They ask me what's one principle that I would like for them to take away. And that's usually what comes to mind. The concept of paying yourself first. investing in yourself first. You know, as, you know, athletes get more and more involved in the VC space and they want to invest in startups and they want to invest in things, they haven't even invested in themselves first to be, you know, let alone investing in startups. Invest in yourself first, pay yourself first, and trust me, the rest will come and take care of itself. Second thing that I like to talk about when it comes to like money management, money principle, say no to say yes. So that might be a confusing phrase, say no to say yes. And I think it's really important to understand this because this is something I still struggle with, you know, saying no. But when you say no, you are allowing yourself a yes for something that you truly want and truly deserve. If we spread ourselves too thin, if we're trying to do every deal, if we're trying to make every big move, then we're not going to be able to say yes when that right opportunity comes. So imagine you're a baseball player and you swing at everything. You wouldn't have a great strike rate. But if you bide your time, you know, if you bide your time, you say no, and then strike and say yes when the opportunity hits, there are better chances you're going to get on base or you're going to have that home run. So I think it's really important as athletes because we have the tendency of taking a lot on because we can handle it and we know how to multitask and, you know, grind through some stress. But we have to say no to say yes. And if you're thinking that's similar to pay yourself first, it is. And what I want to stress around when it comes to money is that when it comes to money management is that a lot of the times the problem with money management is behavior and your relationship with money. We can get to the complexities of finances and different things like that. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the root of financial literacy, it comes down to what is your relationship with money and what is your behavior around money management? And then once you master those two, coupled on what I'm going to talk about next, you've won half the battle. And that's a lot of times what a lot of people struggle with is just understanding the simple, what's their money love language? How do they treat money? What are they, what are their insecurities around money? And once you master that, once you understand how to say no, you're going to be better for it. Okay, the third one though, it's a perfect segue. It's understanding the basics. So I like to talk about like Steph Curry. You know, we see Steph Curry shooting threes, shooting half court shots. Before the game, he's doing all these trick shots. But the reason he's allowed to do that or he's able to do that at a high level is because he mastered the basics first. He can make a layup. He can make a free throw. He knows how to dribble. He knows how to pass. He knows all the fundamentals of the game and the basic understanding of basketball. Without that, he wouldn't be able to do the complexities that he's able to do. And obviously, he's just a world-class talent, one of the best basketball players to play the game. But when it comes to analogy's sake, it's important to understand the basics. The basics give you the foundation. So before you need to understand like option trading and crypto and understand, do you understand how to budget? Do you understand savings? Do you understand having an emergency fund? Do you understand the different investment accounts that you can actually invest in? These are the basics. Do you understand how to ask a financial advisor or the criteria of what a financial advisor, depending on how you're using work? These are the questions that you need to understand. These are the basics that you need to master. Because once you build that base and understanding the basics, you have the foundation to build your pyramid. If you look at a pyramid, that base is solid structure. You look at skyscrapers, their base is solid structure. In order to vertically integrate, you need to have a solid base. And without a solid base and an understanding of the basics, you will falter when it comes to the high level things that, you know, some of the, you know, high net worth individuals are doing. Fourth, and I think this is one that gets everyone, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor, lawyer, engineer, content, celebrity, athlete, income creep. So as your income increases, your expenses increase with it. That is not what you want to happen. In order to build true wealth, that gap has to be proportionate. As your income increases, your expenses are supposed to stay the same or minimally increase. You want that gap to be as big as possible. A lot of times when it comes to athletes, they make a lot of money, but they also spend a lot of money. So that gap between income and expenses is very low. So you see a lot of times, so how come this athlete is poor and he's making $2 million or $1 million? It's because his expenses or her expenses are higher than they need to be. So what are you doing to make sure you avoid income creep is really important in understanding building wealth, because as we all get older and more established in our careers, we're going to tend to make more money or have more opportunities. So how do we stay disciplined enough to make sure that, yes, we have to enjoy ourselves and reward ourselves and make sure that, you know, if you're starting at a lower level and move to a higher level, you can adjust accordingly, but you don't want your expenses to overshoot the efforts that you made to build that income. And then lastly, obviously got to end with this, the eighth wonder of the world, compound interest. And I spoke about this in the speaking engagement because it translates not only to mind, body, and soul, but it also translates to finances. Compound interest. The more you put in, the more incremental returns you're going to gain. And whether it's, you know, you're working out every day, you do 100 pushups every day, you may not see the results 1 week later, you may not see it 1 month later, but over time, you're going to get solid, strong body. Same goes true with when it comes to investing. You invest in the S&P, or you invest in yourself, or you invest in real estate, you invest in something that, you know, is proven to give you a return. The compound interest of that over time, it's going to be tenfold. So understanding that and mastering that concept of starting early because of compound interest will change your whole dynamic around, you know, building that financial freedom. So I hope you all enjoyed when it comes to this episode. It was nice and short, less than 15 minutes. Just wanted to come in to make sure we stay consistent. I hope you guys, you know, take those principles away. Just to repeat, pay yourself first, say no to say yes, understand the basics, avoid income creep, and master compound interest. That's it for this week. Hope you all enjoyed, and we'll catch you all at a later time.